When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Everyone deserves a chance in the driver's seat. For GM and Revolt, that means leading the way on the road to an all-electric future and envisioning a world with zero crashes, zero tailpipe emissions, and zero congestion. GM's committed to making EVs accessible for everybody. That means you too. So what are you waiting for? GM's got the keys. You grab the wheel. Learn more about an all-electric future and the 000 initiative at GM.com. GM, everybody in.
There's no purpose in teaching anybody who don't really want to learn, who really don't want to get to it. Everybody want to play entrepreneur. They don't want the sacrifice that come with this shit.
Truly. Late nights, early mornings.
You're going to lose friends, lose girlfriends, family going to call you crazy, not going to believe in you, then you make it, and then everybody going to be like, I'm proud of you, let me get some money.
What I've realized that wealthy people understand, and people in general, is the small concepts that you can apply to get wealthy. You don't gotta be super smart and gotta know all the intricacies of real estate or taxes or e-commerce or whatever, trucking, whatever it is.
It's good if you wanna be rich in that business, but you don't need to know that.
You don't need to know everything. You just need to know small, basic concepts. Mm-hmm. And one of the smallest basic concepts that anybody can understand is get money by income. Get money, buy more money.
I woke up feeling wealthy today. My bank account might not agree, but hey, that shit on the way. Me and my niggas laying brick on top of brick till we straight. If you the type that play the victim, you can't come in my space. You know this game ain't for the weak, it's hard to carry this weight. I keep my balance through the ups and downs, I'm never gonna break. You feel the purpose in my spirit when you look in my face. Cause this ain't a second, I can waste something food on place.
What's good, wealthy people? It is your boy, David Bellard, one of the founders of Black Wealth Renaissance. Here, back at it again with another great installment of the Black Wealth Renaissance podcast. Before we get into it, I need y'all to make sure that you like, rate, comment, subscribe, share, leave a review, all that. It helps us continue to grow the show. I'm here with my brother from another, my co-host Jalen Clark. How you doing, bro?
What up, what up, what up, y'all? It's your boy Jalen, man. I am feeling great. Like my brother said, y'all please make sure y'all rate, comment, and review. Don't be lying to me because I can see it.
Clearly, man, I can see it. Stop capping.
Yeah, so stop bullshitting me and just leave it.
Like,
it really does help. And once again, it gives us feedback so we know what we need to improve on, what we need to tweak and things like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So just a couple little things we want to go with before getting into everything. We have the goal of getting our own studio. And if you've been listening to this podcast, and you don't want to support the business through any of the products or services that we offer, you can do a little donation, a little gift. Throw some a little something in the offering for your boys, you know what I'm saying? We've been giving out this game for free for 3 years. Y'all give Umar Johnson all that money. He ain't never built no damn school. So you might as well come on, give it us some money. We're going to build this, this amazing studio. Gifts. Donations. So, yeah, that's one of the things, man. And the other thing, got to put it on y'all mind. We're going to keep it on your mind. Black Men's Summit.
Yes, sir.
October 22nd.
Dallas, Texas.
Black men going to be building wealth, building their health, building the community, and building legacy. Out here in Dallas, Texas, it's Black Wealth Renaissance partnering up with Black Menswear, previous guest of the Black Wealth Renaissance podcast, the Dad Gang, and the Black Man Can. Four black men-led organizations changing the narrative of what it looks like to be a black man in the media. So definitely would love for any of you brothers that are listening to come join us in Dallas. If you can't make it there, you can join us virtually. The show, we will be live streaming. Virtual tickets are $25. Early bird tickets are $100. So highly suggest you go ahead, hop on that now. Go to blackmensummit.com. Again, that is blackmensummit.com. All right. So thank y'all so much, man. We, like I mentioned already, this is going to be another great installment of the Black Wealth Renaissance podcast. I'm going to let my brother Jalen introduce our guest for today.
We got a man who's doing some great things in the community. He's got a business that's very non-traditional. A lot of people don't really know about this route. And we met him last year for Bosses and Brunch.
Yes, sir.
And whenever he told me his business, I was like, wait a minute.
I was like,
I ain't never heard nobody doing this. Like, and I was like, how'd you get started with this? And then, you know, he ended explaining, and we connected. I followed him on Twitter. He gives out a lot of great information. He's a great brother. He's actually an active serving military officer, and he's just really genuine. He's also invited me on his podcast, Skills That Make You Meals, and I'm talking about Mr. Royal Banks. How you doing, Royal?
What's up, man? How's it going? I love it. I appreciate the intro, man. I thank y'all for having me out here. Like I said to you, Jalen, this is one of the goals that I had for myself for this year. So being able to, you know, do this in real time, and I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Man, definitely appreciate you making your way out here. Come and join us in Dallas to give the people some good game on this podcast.
Absolutely.
So, Royal, I know Jalen gave a brief introduction to you, sure, but I would like for you to introduce yourself to our audience as well.
Absolutely. My name is Royal Banks. I, like what Jalen said, I am an active duty Army officer currently based way out in West Texas on the Mountain Time Zone. I am a public affairs officer, so I help tell the Army story. In addition to that, I own Assurance DNA, a nationwide paternity testing service. I also own Paternity University, the world's first course that teaches you how to start a paternity testing business, and Gray Helix, which is a paternity testing CRM, essentially software. So that's briefly about me.
Love it.
I did not know El Paso was on Mountain Time.
That kind of threw me too. Yeah. Like, what?
It's an hour behind Dallas.
See, I definitely didn't know that, because like, whatever, we would be communicating.
Yep.
I thought you were on Central Time, dog.
Nope.
That's crazy.
Nope. You're out there, man.
That let y'all know how big Texas is. Texas is fucking huge.
Yes, sir. So, Royal, man, I want to say thank you for coming on to the podcast. As Jalen mentioned, the fraternity testing business definitely is an interesting one. It's something that I never... Again, when we met at Bosses and Brunch last year, something I never considered. So can you tell us, like, how'd you get into this business?
Sure, absolutely. My mom has run a paternity testing business for the past 20 years. So, you know, kind of seeing her go throughout it, I never thought to myself, that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. But a few years ago, me and my wife, we had some money set aside. We own a mobile home together in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And we were looking to expand our portfolio in Virginia, and the mobile homes out there were just too expensive. People were asking for too much money for a mobile home. And so I was like, you know, my mom has been doing this paternity testing thing. I've seen her do it since I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. I think I can do it too. And you don't have to have as much overhead. Even with mobile homes, you don't have to have as much mobile overhead getting into the mobile home business as you do with regular real estate. Mm-hmm. But even compared to mobile homes, you don't have to have as much overhead starting your own DNA testing business. So I brought it up to my wife. She said, you know, let's do it. You know, we whiteboarded it out. She was like, hey, I kind of put it in your head a couple of years ago to go ahead and do it. But I quite frankly, I don't think that I was ready for it at the time. Mm-hmm. So like I say, you know, fellas, listen to your wives, because they always have good advice. And we went from there. We just started it December 2020, and we've been rocking since.
Love it.
Yeah, I love to hear it. So I got a question. Did you ever ask your mom, how did she get into the industry?
Yeah, my mom got into it by, there was a situation that her brother was in, a paternity situation that her brother was in the late 90s or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a whole thing of, you know, him essentially paying child support or paying for a child that ended up not being his.
Oh, shit.
And so
18 years,
she got so deep into it, she was so affected by it that she researched on her own way before, obviously, a course. There was no course back then.
Mm-hmm. Barely even Google.
Yeah. She had to ask Jeeves or something and find out how to open up her own paternity testing service, and she did that in like 2001, 2002 time frame. So that's how she got into it.
Oh, that's dope. So with your mom doing this for so long, what type of resource was she with you guys starting out with this business?
She's an incredibly valuable resource. So when I started it, you know, when I would get my first clients and things like that, I'd be able to call on her anytime. Obviously, I'm her son, right? She loves me. So I could call her and be like, Ma, what do I do? You know, who do I talk to? Another example is what I actually, you know, in order to provide paternity testing services, you have to communicate with the laboratory. You have to partner up with a laboratory, become a distributor or a reseller. So I partnered up with DNA Diagnostics Center. That's now every time you see Mari or Paternity Court, that's the lab that I'm partnering with. So every really? Time they read off the results, that's the lab that I'm partnering with to do my paternity testing. And so my mom was partnering with them at that time for 15, 18 years, 20 years or so. So I'm like, all right, I reach out to them and I say, hey, this is Royal Banks. This is Jewel's son. They're like, all right, got it. You're good. We're going to, you know, we got you. Mm-hmm. So I've said this before, like generational wealth is not only just
I'm
only
so
money.
So glad you just said that. I was, yeah.
It's not just only money. It can be absolutely, but it's also relationships. Cause all I have to do was just say her name and they're like, you're good. We got you.
Black just nepotism.
Contract easy.
Black nepotism. You fat. Yeah, fat. I like this. But no, like real talk, generational wealth is so much more than just money. Yeah. And that's very important. I think last night at the event, someone mentioned that generational wealth sometimes is knowledge. Like passing that knowledge down as well. Cause not only did she pass down relationships, she passed down knowledge to you. And now you're taking that and you've turned it into your own business, your own enterprise. Absolutely. And that's
invaluable.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I'm trying to think about, do you remember them commercials with the car? Priceless.
Yeah, I was about to say, you talking about the priceless. Yeah.
Really, though, like really, because you can't get that, you can't make that up. And sometimes I think we always think generational wealth is just money. Yeah. Like it's just, they got to give you the money to start the business, not the knowledge to start the business.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah, she didn't give me no money, but the knowledge she gave me has made me a lot of money. So
I love it. I love it. So, Roy, I want to get into... I know you mentioned you go to the companies to the labs to partner up. So how does a DNA testing business work? Like how does all that work?
Yeah, how it works is essentially, like I said, you're partnering with a laboratory to offer those services. You're a distributor or reseller. And essentially if somebody contacts you because they're going through a situation. Hey, I need this paternity test for this reason or for that reason. Essentially you qualify that lead, just like how you qualify a lead through real estate or anything else. Mm-hmm. And you say, hey, what do you need this test for? I need it for court purposes. I'm going through a divorce. And sometimes when people go through a divorce, they have to get a paternity test. That's court admissible.
Really?
And you have to qualify that lead from there. So there are multiple services that you can offer. It's not only paternity. So paternity is father, right? Pater means father. But you can also offer relationship testing as well. So just in case that father is not there or is deceased, you can offer grandparentage, avuncular. The word uncle is in avuncular, so that means aunt or uncle, testing the alleged father's sister or brother. You can test siblings, so the children of the alleged father as well, either half or full siblingship. You could test twins as well. You can do immigration testing as well.
What's immigration testing? That.
So immigration testing is when someone is trying to bring in a relative, a son or daughter, into the United States. And the U.S. government requires that a blood relationship must be established for them to get that immigration status, mm-hmm. Or for passports as well. The only thing is, us as resellers, as distributors, as middlemen, we cannot actually oversee that entire test. We actually have to refer that to the lab because the government only wants American Association of Blood Banks accredited labs to do that actual test. But it's still something you can offer and get a referral fee from a lab. So you have paternity. I want to find out who the father is. You have grandparentage. You know, the alleged father is not around, so we're going to test the grandparents and the children. Avuncular, siblingship, immigration, non-invasive prenatal paternity testing, which means testing the mother when she is still pregnant, because you can still get a paternity test when the mother is still pregnant, at least 7 weeks. You actually have deceased paternity testing, too.
Really?
So in case, yes, if a gentleman passes away, if he is still in the morgue, or at the funeral home, you can actually go and take samples from the deceased individual's body to do the paternity testing for that, because sometimes that's needed for death benefits, insurance, etc. So as many ways to operate your paternity testing service and different services you can offer, and each one of those services is a different form of income, essentially. But your whole job is to solve people's problems. That's what it is. And it's just qualifying that lead from there.
I did not know you can test the dead man too. Is there a certain time frame that you have to?
The most preferred way is if it can be done prior to embalming. Mm-hmm. But if the embalming has already happened, you're going to take four different types of samples: hair from the root of the head, an ear swab, fingernails, if possible, and possibly, if possible, a mouth swab as well. I personally have not done any deceased testing. I have not. I've gotten calls for it. And I've worked to set up that coordination, but you know, things went, my mom, however, does deceased testing a lot. So like I said, and whenever that time came, cause I do more prenatal testing than anything else. Whenever that time came for a deceased call to come in, I would call my mom. Hey, what do I do with this? This is how you do. Boom, 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 boom. And I was ready and prepared, and you know, things would always go away. But I'm prepared, and I have to mentally prepare myself as well, because yeah, you are going into that morgue or that funeral home to do that.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Oh man,
you're walking in with what you want to get into?
The prenatal.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah.
So like with the prenatal, I didn't know that you can test people like while they're still with child.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So we offer what is called non-invasive prenatal paternity testing. So that's just a blood draw from the mom's arm. And so the mom has to be at least 7 weeks pregnant, 7 weeks gestation. And it's just a blood draw because it's separating the fetal DNA, the baby's DNA, from the mother's blood. And then you swab the alleged father. So that's the non-invasive. The invasive, the other side to that, because I get calls from people that are like, well, you know, this company does it for cheaper, but they're invasive. Invasive is amniocentesis or chorionic villus sampling. Amniocentesis is inserting a large needle into the woman's belly button to collect that amniotic fluid.
Thank you.
Or like that hurt.
It's uncomfortable. And I've been told that by somebody who has gotten an actual amniocentesis procedure done. Or CVS or chorionic villus sampling is inserting a catheter into the woman's cervix to collect placental samples, which is also uncomfortable. And it's a small chance, so a 1% chance of possible miscarriage or birth defects in the baby. So we offer non-invasive. That is what I learned, you know, as I established myself in El Paso. That's what a lot of my clients want. 70% of my revenue comes from the non-invasive prenatal paternity testing.
And whenever you're pre-qualifying, what's the reason that they're wanting this prenatal test for?
So in my experience, and my wife can attest to it as well, because she was answering a lot of my calls last year, sometimes they just want to know. It's a situation where, you know, you're enjoying yourself, you're living life,
hot girl summer,
and you know, you just
hot
want
boy
to know.
Summer.
Who gives you more calls, men or women?
Women.
Interesting.
Absolutely. I would say 75% of my clients are women, but the calls that come in, about 9 out of 10 are women. Absolutely. And so it's a way that you have to speak to the clients. You know, I operate non-judgmental. You simply provide a solution to the problem. So it is not your job to judge them or to ask them, why are you in this situation? No. Talk to them, yes, mm-hmm. so they can feel more comfortable. But simply solve the problem. It's if same for the men as well.
Yeah.
When the men call in, and sometimes they're happy to speak to a man as well. And I speak to them, and it's just you offer the solution to the problem. But yeah, most of the calls I get and the clients I get are from women. Yes.
Interesting. That is interesting. That made me think about Mari again. Like you're not trying to dramatize.
No, that's a good question. It's all facts and solving the problem. You know, even when I send the results to them, it's not, I don't read it to them over the phone and say, you are not the father. I don't do that.
The paper.
On the paper. It's a percentage, and that's it. It don't say, you know, yeah, some people think that. That's what I get from a lot of folks. But no, I don't dramatize it. It's straight up professional. It's solving that problem. Because there's other forms of testing, even outside paternity testing. If you're offering something like STD testing as well. Or even drug testing. It's still,
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, it's professionalism in everything that you do, whether it's in that person's favor or not. That's what sets you apart.
Gotcha. Okay. So I want to get into finding clients with this. Yeah. I know you mentioned you get calls from different sets of clients. So how are you finding clients with the paternity testing?
Absolutely.
Business?
Good question. Clients find me through Google. It's this industry is very, I'm going to say low tech. In a way,
mm-hmm.
You don't really have to get too fancy. I've done all types of stuff. Even with my mom, before I started my paternity testing business, I was helping her do Facebook ads. I set up her Google stuff in 2013. After everything, Google is number one. Google, as long if you're on the top of the Google search when they look for you, and they click, and they call you, and you answer the phone, as long as you answer the phone, there is a 50-50 chance that they will become your client. That's it. Is literally Google, just Google ads. I have my Google ads directly tied to my Google My Business pages.
Mm-hmm.
So they see the reviews, they click the call button, they call, and now my virtual assistant just answers the phone and that's it.
Hmm.
Yep.
So I kind of want to get a little deeper into the actual inner workings of the business, sure. Right? So how are you setting up with the labs? Like how is there a certain number of labs throughout the U.S. and how do you get in contact with them?
Good. That's excellent. So I use for the court admissible testing, you use something called an American Association of Blood Banks accredited lab, AABB. To my knowledge, there's about 21 accredited labs mm-hmm. in the United States. So for, you know, without, let's just say I did not have my mom, right, to have gotten me through that. You would search on AABB's website to look for those labs, and you reached out to them. So DNA Diagnostic Center, Universal Forensics are two that I use.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
And you reach out to them. There's a page on their website where you just ask to become a corporate partner. Or you email them and you just say, hey, I am Johnny. I want to offer paternity testing services in this location. I want to offer, this is what I want to do. And they will essentially just contact you back. And that's it. Universal Forensics is another lab. You go to their website, ask to be a reseller. You fill out a form. They contact you. That's it.
So you don't need any like certifications, any licensing?
The only time you need a certification is if you yourself want to perform the blood draws for the prenatal.
You have to become a phlebotomist.
That's if you yourself want to do it. I'm not a phlebotomist. I'm not going to go to school for X amount of months or a year to become a phlebotomist. I just outsource it all to phlebotomists. That's what I do. I don't have any phlebotomists on staff. I just outsource everything. So that's how I operate it.
Love it. So I love that you mentioned that it's like a low tech business, right? Because it goes back to one of the things Andre Hatchett always says. It's one of those things that's not sexy or whatever, like, oh, I don't have to run all these ads and do all these crazy things to get clients. And it's also simple in that you don't have to necessarily do the work. So what type of, like, I guess what's like the type of spreads in this type of industry, right? With you hiring out people to do the work, like what does it look like with that part of it?
You mean like the either with the actual outsourcing or like the profit margins?
Yeah, like the profit margins.
Okay, yeah. Average profit margins I'm seeing is about 27 to 31%. So for example, right, a prenatal paternity test on average goes for between $1,400 and $1,800. The lab and by
whoa,
the way,
hold on, wait one minute.
Yeah,
you said $1,400 and $1,800 for a prenatal test.
That is correct, because the science, the procedure of separating the fetal DNA that the lab does,
yeah,
is a little bit more advanced than them just doing a regular mouth swab.
I got you. Okay,
so they charge us a higher fee, so we then,
yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. So, for example, I would charge somebody $1,600 for a non-invasive prenatal within 7 days. The lab charges me $1,200 to run the test. Granted, I never see the client and I just outsource it to a phlebotomist. There's one that I pay $25 per test and I just keep the rest. All I have to do essentially was just answer the phone. So that is more on the lower profit margin. Some of the higher ones are the regular paternity test. Those are in the 50 to 60% profit margins.
That's like the mouth swab ones.
Yeah, the regular mouth swab ones. So you just either you send them the kit for the informational one or you do it, you know, in actual person. You can charge between $350 and $500 depending on where you're at. And the lab might only charge you $90, $120 to actually process it and you keep the rest. So profit margins for those are higher. Profit margins for the prenatals are lower. But the revenue for the prenatals are way higher and the demand is extremely high for the prenatals.
I'm glad. Thank you for pointing that out. Like, because that's important. Like, your best seller is one of the higher ticket items, but just because it's the highest ticket, sometimes people hear the big number and they think, oh man, I made $1,600 off the test, but it's more cost of business associated.
It is net due.
Yep. It's, you know, it's, I think I've done, I don't know, 20 or 30 of those tests this year so far, the prenatals, and then the rest of the tests I've added in. You know, it's the demand is great. I have a mentor in the business as well who not long ago made $12,000 in 1 week, and it was off those prenatals. Like I said, he didn't keep all that money, but still essentially just literally outsourcing, answering that phone and just having somebody do it. You know, he probably kept about, in addition to his actual other test, totally probably kept about $6,000 or $7,000 for the
that's
week.
That's damn good, bro. That's damn good. Like, how many other businesses where you don't have to necessarily do the work? Basically, you're the marketing agency for this. Like,
yeah. Essentially, I like, for example, when I you know, on the IRS, you know, .gov, when you get your EIN number, it's like, what are you? What business are you? They don't have paternity testing on there. They have like laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, I'm a consultant, and like you said, marketer, you're just a middleman consultant answering the phone. Now, I will go out and do the test myself sometimes.
Okay.
If I have the free time, but I'm in the Army. I don't have time. I work a 5-to-5 job. Some people say they work 9-to-5. I work a 5-to-5 job. I wake up at 5. I come home at 5. I don't have time to do it, so I outsource it. And that's literally it. And the clients, they don't mind being, you know, they don't, as long as their problem gets solved,
yeah,
and you treat them with respect and courtesy, they don't mind having to go a little bit out the way or going to a location. I just say, hey, this is a location where you'll be swabbed, et cetera, et cetera. And you're just overseeing
the you're entire operation. Kind of managing the expectations of everybody. And almost like, I guess let's market more of almost a project manager in that sense.
Yeah, it's,
like,
it's your operations manager.
Yeah.
You're overseeing the entire operation. And I say that to them, hey, I am the agency that will oversee and coordinate this entire process for you, and I will let you know every single step of the way what's going to happen. You're okay with that, and they pay me for that.
So with the actual testing part, they can't just test with an at-home kit themselves?
If they want to use those results for legal purposes, they cannot. The reason
why... So peace of mind would be an at-home.
Peace of mind is at home. Now, they can come in for a peace of mind, so they can come into our office for a peace of mind. The main differentiator between a peace of mind and a legal is something called a chain of custody or a consent form. And there's a form that you fill out that says, I am Mary Sue, and I am getting this DNA test on this day. I presented my ID, and the person took a picture of me on this day and this time, and it's all put into an envelope in addition to the samples and sent off to the laboratory. that makes it court admissible. It's because the chain of custody says this test was handled from this point to this point to this point. It was mm-hmm. opened at this point. It was done at this point. It was notarized.
It's all documented.
It's all documented. Just in case I ever have to go to court.
I can notarize a paternity test?
They do it in-house. They do
okay, it I was about to say, wait a minute.
But they do it in-house. They have an in-house notary to do it. But yes, that's what makes it. So if people just want to know, they just want to know, that's it. You can do either. They can come in for the test. We just wouldn't do the chain of custody, or we just send the kit to them at home. So half, like I said, most of the clients that I've had, I don't ever even see them. First off, because I outsource it. And second, so some of the clients, they just send me a kit. I don't ever even see them.
Are you sending them to like a medical facility to get swabbed? Or I know you said they come to our office.
Yeah.
Like how does...
Good question. When I outsource, I send them to either individual collectors that have their own offices, mm-hmm. or I send them to a franchise that I like to work with. And so there's these franchises all over the country, and I just send them over there. Hey, you're going to go to this place. They do the DNA test all the time, and they just charge me either $25 per person or $25 for the whole test or $40 per person. It just depends on where you go. So not really a medical facility per se. Mm-hmm. But it's a place that they can do the, or if I do it myself, I rent an office for an hour and I go there. I rent a Regis office for an hour and I go there, swab them, and I'm out.
That's pretty cool. Minutes. I didn't know you could do that with Regis. Like you can just rent the space for just the time you need it. Rent an office
for an hour. Yep, for like $25-$30. So I don't have a lease.
Man, you talking numbers to me, Roy. I like it. You talking numbers. I like it.
But those are lessons that I learned, like my mom's experiences in her business. And absolutely, and she learned that lesson herself. She rented a space. She leased a space a while ago, 2013 timeframe. But that space was costing her $1,300 a month plus her mortgage, And so after a time, she couldn't have that space anymore. So she learned herself, get this co-working kind of space. And if whenever you need you do a test, you just
pop in, pop out.
And then Regis more so did that rental stuff during the COVID. And also, like, I guess they modeled after WeWork or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that for sure, but
they probably had to do it during COVID because I know a lot of people canceled leases. We ain't using it. We ain't coming to the office no more.
Yep. So I'd go on the app. I want this time. Go in. The next day, they send me an invoice for $25. I pay it. There you go. That's it.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
That's dope, mm-hmm. man. So with this business, you're running it as something on the side of your 5-to-5 job.
Yeah.
Would you recommend this for anybody else that's like, trying to find a way to get into, because everybody always asks us, man, what's something I can start? What's another business I can get into? I'm trying to find some way to make some additional money. Like, what would you say about somebody yeah. who's trying to get started?
I would say yes. But the only caveat is that if you cannot be proactively communicative and emotionally intelligent, do not get into this business.
It ain't for you.
It's not for you. If you are a jerk or extremely judgmental, or if you can't out hire somebody that can answer the phone and be emotionally intelligent, understanding and calming and reassuring, don't get into this business. However, if you can, then yes, it can be for anybody who has a 9-to-5. Because essentially your biggest thing is going to have to be, essentially, if you have a 9-to-5, you're going to have to get a virtual assistant to answer your calls, unless mm-hmm. you can duck out of your 9-to-5 and answer your calls. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I did it for the first X amount of time until my wife was able to assist me and she was answering my calls. And by the way, my wife answering my calls helped oh my gosh, so much. The answer, you have, sweet voice on the other side of the line, way more reassuring than just me talking to them. You know what I'm saying? So, having somebody to either answer your calls, or if you can duck out your 9-to-5, because most people in this business are not just going to purchase a paternity test on your website without talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. They always want to talk to somebody first. So you just got to be able to answer that phone and be emotionally intelligent. And you can run it, whether you have a 9-to-5, 5-to-5, 7-to-7, whatever.
Love it, love it.
So you mentioned earlier, like, you can also do STDs and you can do drug testing. Mm-hmm. Is there a ways to, like, third-party those services out as well?
To my knowledge, yes, there is. However, I'm not into that business solely. Mm-hmm. A lot of places actually do DNA testing as a secondary or even tertiary service. So they primarily focus on drug testing. STD testing, and then do DNA kind of off to the side.
They don't even market it.
Exactly.
That's why you're winning.
So somebody who primarily does DNA, that's what I do. That's what I specialize in. I eat all their lunch. They don't even market it. The last time they might have done a DNA test was like 3 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. They don't even know what to do, or they don't know what people are looking for. Or they don't. Somebody calls for a prenatal paternity test. They're like, we don't do that. Huh?
Well, we do drug tests. And that's it.
We do drug tests.
Come pee in this cup.
Yeah. Come back to us when you need a drug test. But they'll call me, who specializes in it. I specialize in that.
That's a lesson in that.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe somewhere down the line, I might get into the drug testing at some point in time when I'm a little bit more stable, because you kind of need a space for them to come in. So maybe down the line, yeah. But for now, I focus primarily on the DNA testing.
And you touched on hiring contractors and hiring people who can do the job correctly. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of entrepreneurs, including myself, it's a struggle for most people to hire effectively. Mm-hmm. What are some tips you would say when it comes to hiring contractors that can perform the work?
As in the actual testing itself, as well as like VA stuff as well, all that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, I'll start with the most important one, which is your virtual assistant, which is your whoever you're going to hire to answer your phones. You have to qualify. I went through a 4-month qualification process by answering. It wasn't on purpose. It's just that I was talking to a bunch of VAs and I was just like, nah. I don't think it's going to work. So hiring out that work is important. What are your needs? Well, first off, I had to realize I needed a bilingual VA. I'm in El Paso, Texas. Mm. And I'm also on the border. I'm in a border state. Texas, period, is a border state.
Facts.
A lot of the calls, maybe about 30% of the calls I get, they only speak Spanish. So that was one of my calls. I can't answer that. I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
I don't. So I had to get somebody to do it. Plus, my wife was going back to work at a certain point in time. Is she bilingual? Huh?
She bilingual?
No.
Okay.
No, she's not. But she eventually went back to work. Mm-hmm. So she couldn't answer the phone. So I had to search for that. And yeah, it wasn't even a pride thing. It was like, yo, I have to do this. Like, in order to do
continue the business.
I have to. Mm-hmm. I can't keep ducking out of meetings and telling my commander, hey, man, I'm sorry. I got to
take this call real quick.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care what you got going on. This is your job. Understandably so. So doing that. Now, the actual outsourcing of the work of the actual paternity test, though, I don't hire nobody for that. I just call them and be like, hey, do this for me. And they go do it because that's what they do. I simply outsource it and send that person there. So I don't have any contractors for that. It's just an existing franchise or operation or an existing DNA collector mm-hmm. that is already partnered with that laboratory. That's just what they do. So I just contact them, send my person there, and they send me an invoice and that's it.
So I know you mentioned that this is a low startup cost business.
Yeah.
If I wanted to get started, what would be my upfront cost that I'm looking at?
Your main upfront cost would be incorporating your business. So however you see fit, I'm not a tax person or an attorney or anything like that. So incorporating an LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp, however you want to do it. From there, your website, you can really go on Google Sites. Get a simple, easy website, plug and play, Squarespace, whatever you want to do. There are no costs to getting the materials from the laboratory.
Really?
The laboratory sends you the kits for free up front.
Because they're going to charge you.
They're going to charge you on the back end to process them. So now if you had to do that, then you need a few thousand dollars, but you don't. So the lab will just say, once you partner with them, they'll say, okay, we're going to send you a pack. We're going to send you that, you know what I'm saying? It's either that box of 30 tests or whatever. And from there, essentially, your other startup costs are really just marketing. It's just getting your name out there, however you see fit. Google ads, if you want to do Facebook ads, whatever. Just getting your name out there. So honestly, your locked in starting cost, depending on your state when it comes to, you know, however you do your LLC, probably less than $500.
Damn.
On or around $500. And from there, your biggest expense after that, once you get started, is your marketing and your operating expenses for, you know, the labs running the testing fees for your test.
And once that's you start it. Getting a few men, you can use the profits from that to just continue.
I haven't used outside money for my business in a year. Like, I haven't had to use, like, my own money. It's all just profit. It's all just reinvesting the profit into marketing, et cetera. Damn.
So, you know, being that you have your mom, you have a mentor to help you out with this, what's been some of the biggest challenges you've faced since being in this industry?
Man, those days where I'm not getting no calls, you know, something's going on, either, I don't know, inflation hit, or I messed up my Google ads by changing something too much and my calls drop. And I'm not getting the calls, and I'm like, man, that notary business sounds real nice right about now. You know, man, that drug testing, maybe I can figure that out. And so that's been the most difficult thing, is dealing with the downturn sometimes. And I'm like, man, don't get the shiny object syndrome. Like, this is your, be the specialty, like I said, be that specialist that sets you apart from everybody else. But it's hard sometimes. You know what I'm saying? When you see all these other people on the timeline doing whatever, like, man, that looks good, I can do that. Nah, man, stick to what you got. That's been the most difficult thing, is during those downturns, you know?
Definitely believe that. The shiny object syndrome is a motherfucking, it be whooping a lot of ass.
It's like
a generation. I see so many people. We all know that one person that's, they taking every course, but they haven't implemented any of the information. So it's like, even whenever those challenges do arise, it's important, like you mentioned, to stick to remain and being that specialist, because just like everything in business, it's ebbs and flows, highs and lows.
Absolutely. Ebbs and flows, highs and lows. Like I said, my mentor, you know, when I met him, he helped me a lot as well. And he had told me just a few weeks ago, man, I don't know, bro, I don't know what's going on. Nobody wants potatoes anymore. Like, I don't know what's going on. He called me the next day. I did 5 in one day. Like I said, 5 potatoes in one day is about $7,000 in sales.
Jesus.
And I was like, what'd you do? He was like, I don't know.
It was just paying off from the keep grinding.
And he said, you just keep going. Like, in the words of, you know, one of my favorite rap artists, Larry June, you just keep going. Just keep going.
Royal, so with you know, I remember we spoke on your podcast. We talked about you being an investor in real estate, and you mentioned having the mobile home with your wife earlier. So are you reinvesting some of those profits that you're seeing from your paternity company into real estate, or what are you doing there?
I'll be honest. I'm reinvesting the profits from my paternity testing business and from the course into the CRM that I started, to the software, Gray Helix. I'll be honest, my temperament for real estate right now, I'm keeping it at the two properties that I have. Some people got to accept sometimes that, you know, I don't want any more properties at the moment. So at the moment, everything from Assurance DNA gets reinvested into the software company that I founded.
Okay.
Dope. And I definitely wanted to get into that software company.
Sure.
Because one of the great, the lessons, the great nips, was the first person that I actually heard talk about it. You brought it up on a song, Vertical Integration.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
And that is vertical integration, what you're doing with your CRM. So you're taking the profits from the course where you're teaching people how to start this business and the actual business, and now you're providing a service to assist with the industry. Can we get into Gray Helix more?
Absolutely. So last year, I don't know, man, like, it was one of the labs that I use has an online portal which you can go into and look at results and create cases and stuff like that. But if you only get access to that if you're partnering with that laboratory. So I was like, there really isn't a common CRM, a customer relationship management software, to where you can, you know all of your clients, create all the information, message them, release results, all that stuff. Normally, people in the DNA industry, like I said, this is a low tech industry. They use, you know, just an Excel sheet or like pencil and paper, or they use Square email, use all types of things. There was nothing that exists that brought all that into one. So I came up with that idea last year around this time and went to work on it in January and created Gray Helix as its own software company. And it's been a road, man. Like, that is not easy doing it. Like, and bootstrapping it, because I'm paying for it out of my own, well, essentially out of the business profits. There are no VCs, you know. It's just me straight and just thugging it out, just figuring it out, man. Like, and getting people, you know, figuring out my target market. So yeah, it's the MVP, the minimum viable product, is complete, and now it's just the marketing. So I'm finding the franchises that I use, for example, that do my tests for me, that I outsource, reaching out to them. Hey, I have this software, you know, it combines everything into one. And so the purpose of that, the goal of that, is to grow it, get that MRR, that monthly recurring revenue, coming in, and eventually sell it one day as a tech company.
That's dope, bro. That's dope. So you created an additional solution, and it's not necessarily just for yourself. Yeah. It's for the labs that you're working with.
It's for the actual DNA agencies. Mm-hmm. So like the people like me that own the middlemen. It's for the labs, and at some point in time in the near future, it'll be for city and state governments as well. So that's the goal.
Wait a minute. What you mean, city and state government?
So, for example, county governments, city governments, state governments, people have to go sometimes through them for child support stuff, and they get paternity tests, and sometimes the state orders it. The state don't have a system to where they can manage that and release results. So I'm going to be that solution.
Provide solutions.
That's the goal in the future. And, you know, you look, you know, if anybody's ever worked for the government, you see some of these government websites. They are not.
They are definitely user friendly.
They are not the most amazing things in the world, but they just solve them a problem, and the government will pay you X amount of money to do that. These city and state governments. So
would you like go for government contracts and stuff like that?
That's the future goal.
That would be.
That's the goal.
That's smart as hell, dog. Also, so I know you said, you know, agencies, the labs, and the government. Would the actual customers be able to log on and view their results and stuff like that as well?
We're going
to
be programming that into it. So there'll be a customer facing, so they can have a little login, and they can see the status of their test in a little bubble as it goes along. So your test has been shipped off to the laboratory. Your test is at the laboratory.
Oh, like a tracking email.
Yep. Just like a tracking email, just like that. That's what we're working on programming. Like I said, this is not easy because this stuff costs money. But it's the beautiful thing is that this Gray Helix is 100% black owned. I have a CTO that's a developer. And the beauty of the internet is that most of the people that I work with in this business, I've never even met before.
That's dope.
So, you know, through a networking group, I met this gentleman who is a software developer. And so he oversees the developer that is out in like Pakistan or something like that, that develops this. And so we created this team that can continue to build these features and listen to what people need. So that's the goal, and it's a work in progress.
Hey, that's fire,
bro. It's a beautiful work in progress.
That is fire. And, like, I just want to ask, because I think sometimes people hear you bootstrapping, and it's like, man, you got to spend all your money. In this situation, have you given any equity to the CTO, anything like that?
Like, the CTO has equity, yes.
Because, like, I think too many times we hear stuff like that, we think we got to spend all the very, like, how am I hire somebody?
Yeah.
Well, that's how you can hire somebody that could do it. Like,
yeah, you motivate them other than just, like, I mean, yes, I pay him a consulting fee. Absolutely, yeah. I pay him a fee. But he also sees the vision, too. He was like, yeah, dope, absolutely, let's do this. He's just as invested. Even times where I was down, man, I was like, man, oh, my God. This sucks. This is gonna cost. He's like, yeah, we got this. It's cool. Like, this is something that can be used, bro. Like, he would motivate me. So somebody that's just as involved in your project as you are, is a valuable asset to have.
That's awesome.
Because,
man,
he's also gaining something from this being successful.
If I sell this business,
well,
he's gonna get a percentage of it. Well, when I sell it,
when
he's gonna get a percentage.
Put that in there. Put that out there.
Absolutely. When he's gonna get a percentage, and he's gonna love it for however much I sell it for in the future. He's gonna get a percentage of that. Absolutely.
So, hell yeah.
You had any other paternity related questions?
There was a question I lost you from earlier. Paternity University. Can we talk about that? What was that like, actually coming up with that?
Yeah, man. Last year around this time. So after the
I remember.
So Boston's and Brunch, that's where, you know, I met you, I met y'all.
Yeah.
I met Annalisa. I became reacquainted once again with Andre Hatchett. So those are people, you know, y'all are influential in my life. And going there and just talking about, hey, this is what I do. It's like, damn, you got a course for that? I'm like, no. Like, man, you should. That's pretty cool to have. And I'm like, I don't want to be that coarse guy, you know. They're like, okay, cool. And so I go home. And I think a month later, I tweeted just one day. I'll just be tweeting. Hey, did you know as a DNA collector, you can make $100-something or $130 for a DNA collection? All of a sudden, all these people just hit me up.
How? Hey, bro, how, me on game.
I'm like, oh, I got something here. So I've written ebooks before. I've created digital. I've done it before. So I just wrote an ebook in like a day, like how to become a mobile DNA collector. And I sold that for $27. And I made like a couple thousand dollars off of that. And I was like, damn, that's pretty cool. You know, that digital money is dope. And I was like, oh, I can create a course that shows people how to start their own DNA testing business. Like not just being the collector, because the collector is different from a DNA agency owner. A collector responds. A collector is called by a DNA agent and says, I need you to do this. So they're just waiting for calls to come in. A DNA agent receives calls from the clients. You know, you're the
customer facing side.
Yeah, it's more customer facing. And you can scale it indefinitely. So I created the course, wrote the script, wrote it out, recorded it in 3 weeks, put it out. And now we have DNA agency owners in San Diego, New Orleans, Detroit. I mean, shoot, the first ever student just DM'd me. The unofficial student, just, yo, man, how do I do this? And I just DM'd him on Twitter throughout the whole process. And now he does, his paternity testing business is doing pretty well for himself out in Detroit.
That's dope.
So we got students all over the United States doing their thing. And like I said before, this is a transfer of information from the previous generation to the new generation. Because quite frankly, like nobody was really, like other than my mom teaching me one-on-one, nobody's really transferring this information from Gen X or the baby boomer generation to the new generation. This, I don't know, who knows? This could have, the paternity industry could have seen a great decline in the next 20, 30 years. I'm not going to completely amount it to my course.
Could have got monopolized by somebody else that other people getting into.
Absolutely. So it's just still having hot girl summers. You said what?
I said, because people still having their hot girl summers.
But, hey, and like I said, I don't put it just on the women. It's the guy. It's the guy. You know, yeah. Everybody. Like
hot boys.
Yeah.
Ain't shit.
Everybody be wild. So it's this business shooting is never going to go away. This business is never going to go away. I highly doubt it'll ever be automated by AI or anything of that nature. Like, people are always going to be having children, and they're going to be having questions no matter what. It just is what it is. That's the nature of humanity. So as long as humanity's still around, this industry will still be around.
A needs-based business that got low overhead to get into.
Yep.
That shit, goddamn, man.
Do you have to operate with some type of like HIPAA, like within
that?
That's
a good question. No, because I'm not a medically necessary business. Mm-hmm. So it's not a medical business. I do operate with confidentiality and dealing with clients' information, yes. But no, this is not a medically necessary business or anything of that nature. So, for example, insurance doesn't cover paternity testing.
Really?
It's a cash-based business because insurance does not view paternity testing as medically necessary. Even the non-invasive prenatal ones, insurance doesn't cover it. I get calls from all the clients. Hey, the Blue Cross Group, Blue Shield? No, they don't. This is not a medically necessary business, so insurance doesn't cover it, and therefore DNA agency owners don't have to deal with insurance companies because they're just straight up getting paid by the client.
That's crazy. I know that shortens the pay down time too, because dealing with insurance companies, that would add a long time.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine, because the phlebotomist side, they deal with insurance. The actual phlebotomist, and they tell me all the time it's a headache to deal with insurance. And I'm like, I don't have to deal with that. You know, so yeah.
It's dope, man.
Can you share one of the wildest stories you've ever had?
Oh, man. I have a couple. So one lady, not saying states, names, locations.
No personally identifiable information.
Yeah, no PII, exactly. She contacted. This is like my first in-person legal test too, by the way. My first like legal court admissible test in person. She contacted me and said, hey, I need a paternity test. I don't think it's my husband's kid. And I had an affair with my ex-lover X amount of years ago. So I don't think it's, his. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, fair enough. Got it. Go to the test. She gets the results back. 0%. All right. Her husband finds out. Obviously, he is not happy about that. Yeah. And so she contacts me over the next few days, and she's like, "Hey, are these results real?" I'm like, "Yeah, science is a science. You know, they're real." And she says, "Call me like the next day, text me." My husband's like an alcoholic, or he was an alcoholic. Can alcohol affect his DNA? Can it change his DNA to where it can be 0% on the test? And I was like, no, alcohol can't change your DNA.
Like your genetic DNA, code.
Your genetic code cannot do that. That was one. I had another where I never went to a person's house again after this. Like, I advise people who are in this business, don't go to nobody's house to do a DNA test. People are insane.
Yeah.
Unless they're like a celebrity or something like that. Because that can happen as well.
I still don't want to go to the house.
Yeah, but I went to a guy's house and he was just creepy. He's just a creepy dude, man. He just, you know, I go in the house, it's just...
What's poppin', guys? It's Jay Jonah here from Blowin' Smoke. If you're a fan of fun, insightful, and breakthrough conversations, then be sure to check out and subscribe to The Blowin' Smoke Podcast, a show that covers life experiences and firsthand testimonies from some of your biggest names in your favorite industries. And it's all brought to you exclusively right here by The Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
A halfway, yeah, it was just hanging up like taxidermy type.
It was
stuff.
Just weird. It was just like a halfway furnished house. It reminded me of something off of have you ever seen the movie Sicario or like Narcos? It just was one of those types of situations, you know, just weird. I just felt, you know, he just, you know, offers me a drink. I never heard of liquid death before.
You know? Oh, the water.
I never heard of that before. So he just like liquid, like liquid death. You know,
it's water that they serve in a can that looks like beer. In the clubs.
But the branding of it is called, it's called Liquid Death. But I never heard of it. So I go there and he's like, "Would you like some Liquid Death?" And I'm like,
"He had that face like, huh? on." Yeah.
He's like, "No, it's a drink." I'm like, "Okay." But it was just a strange thing. And you know, he got his results, and I think months later he contacted me and was like, "Hey, I don't, you know, I got it. I got the results, but I want to do another test. Keep coming to my house at 11 o'clock tonight." And I'm like, "No.
Nah, bro."
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. We don't
do house calls.
No, but yeah, if my mom were to ever come on the show, she'd have stories for literally 20 years. She can tell you all types of stories, everything from being going to do a deceased case and being left in the morgue by herself.
Oh, no.
Yeah, at night. She has all types of stories.
Somebody's getting a mouthful for me.
She has all types of stories that she can tell. My stuff, I joke with my mom all the time. I'm like, "Mom, I don't deal with half the drama you deal with. You know, you out there in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? You deal with a lot of stuff. My calls are just straightforward. Get them the results and that's it." You know, she deals with a lot more drama than I do. So my stories are like, you know.
So, well, I want to pivot and ask you one of my favorite questions, man. What's a personal finance tip or principle that you live by?
Yeah, man. It's halfway personal finance and halfway like just personal. And literally invest in your own self. Ask the right questions. Literally, like me literally recycling money. If you have a business or a project, I've switched more from being an investor to a more of a business owner type person. And so if you want to see your business grow, you literally reinvest in yourself. And literally just keep going, like do not stop. So it's kind of personal finance and personal as well. Personal mantra, just keep going. Do not stop. I mean, shit sucks sometimes, but reinvest into your business. Don't pull all the profit out and blow it on whatever. Literally just reinvest, you know, from a business perspective. Don't skimp on your marketing. Like don't just, "Oh man, I spent X amount of money on marketing this month. I'm gonna just cut that in half." No, don't.
You're
gonna
see your sales dropping.
Literally,
half too.
That happened to me. Literally, that happened to me. I was like, "Oh man, I spent too much money on marketing. I'm gonna cut my marketing budget in half." Nope, my sales cut in half.
Hmm.
So from a personal finance or business finance, reinvest in yourself and literally just keep pushing.
Thank you.
Okay, I got my three favorite questions. First one. Are you frugal or are you a flexer?
Man, I don't know. I think my wife could probably answer that question. I think I'm kind of in the middle. I'm not gonna lie, my guilty pleasure is like going out to restaurants to eat and stuff. So like, I don't flex 100% on that, but I'm not gonna lie.
Like a nice meal.
I like a nice meal. I go out and, you know, I'll have a whole spread of Indian food or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's where my frugality kind of goes out the window at times, and I flex. Was that
food come into play? Yeah, you're a foodie.
Yes, man. Yeah, absolutely. So I'll kind of spend a little bit more on that. But everything else, I'm, you know, my clothes, you know, all that stuff. I'm not really into the name brand stuff. I just do my thing.
Okay. Second question. How are you building wealth for your future generation legacy?
Absolutely. So currently it is just building this business. My goal is to sell it one day. It's having an exit. I have an exit strategy. It's to sell it.
It's major. Most black businesses. Most people
don't have the goal of selling it.
Exit. Yeah, that's it. It's to build it to sell. So in doing so, once I sell it, that is where those funds will go, essentially into, you know, a trust fund or et cetera, so that wealth can continue generating. Like you said, and you asked me earlier about real estate, once I sell, plow that money back into real estate or dividend stocks or something like that, mm-hmm. and have that set up for my children or grandchildren or so in a trust account. That's what I'm doing currently. It's just all in on this business. That's what I'm working on.
Okay. Lastly, do you have life insurance?
Yes, I do. I do. I have a term through the military. So the military gives you term. $400,000 for $29 a month, $27, something like that.
Can't be done.
That's called SGLI, Service Members Group Life Insurance. And I have a whole life policy that I got on myself a few years ago. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I do have life insurance. So
with the military, if you retire from them, do you get to keep their insurance?
I might be wrong. I think you can get VGLI, Veterans Group Life Insurance. I think it continue, but I think your premium is a little bit higher, mm-hmm. and your what's the word for it? Your death benefit might be a little lower.
But
don't
still,
quote me on it.
Yeah,
but it's VGLI, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah,
get life insurance, everybody.
That's
important.
Y'all need it.
That's important. Absolutely.
I'm glad Jalen started asking that question, because you'd be surprised, man. Like, you just learn, and like, some people do, some people don't. And you get to, it's a real interesting conversation when it comes to life
insurance.
I'm not
trying to have nobody had no doggone fish fry for me after I
talk
me.
About it, man. Cause like, I'll tell you. That shit there, it's I'll like, we gotta stop that. Me.
Yeah.
We gotta stop
we're
that.
We're not doing that.
Like, I know so many people my whole life growing up, my dad and them, just like, oh man, this one just passed. I just want to give this to the family cause they're gonna need this cause they can't afford that. And it's like, man, it's sad, bro.
It is.
And like, life insurance is more than just a death benefit. Like, I know you just mentioned you got the whole life policy on yourself. There's a whole conversation on whole life versus term life. Some people say whole life is a scam. Other people say look at whole life for the benefits that it has. Mm-hmm. You're building equity in a life insurance policy.
Yeah.
You can borrow against that money. You can use that money to fund anything that you have to do with your business and pay it back as time goes on.
Yep.
So it's all just tools and things to build.
Just want to be covered regardless.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Whatever you just, if you worrying about so much about whether what is a scam, just get covered, please. You know, something at the very least.
Habits.
Somebody can bury you or whatever. Or don't just be out here. You know, don't do that. You don't want to have no fish fries for you.
Get covered.
Get covered, please.
And hit him up if you think you got some questions related to that baby yours. That's all I got to see.
Are you the pappy?
Hey, you know, I would say this. So, yes, if you're out there and you have questions about a paternity situation or a relationship situation, you can contact us. Go to assurancedna.com, ASSURANCE, DNA.com or DNATestNearMe.com. I own that as well.
That's an amazing URL.
DNATestNearMe.com. You can go to there, and a specialist will be able to answer your questions if you or somebody you know needs a paternity test. As well, hey, if you're looking to get into the paternity testing business, you can go to paternityuniversity.com. The course is available. 2 hours of content, exclusive Slack channel access where you can talk to other DNA agency owners. One-on-one coaching with myself to walk you through the entire process. Look into that. And if you're a DNA agency owner, a laboratory, hey, if you're a city government, who knows, folks might be out there looking. grayhelix.io is where you can go to learn about the DNA testing CRM that I have.
Gray with the E or A?
With an E. Grayhelix.io. Gray with an E.
There we go.
Y'all go there. Get that. Can you let them know where they can follow you and keep in touch with you as well?
Absolutely. I'm most active on Twitter. So on Twitter, I am Royal Skeegee. Skeegee for my illustrious alma mater, Tuskegee University. So R-O-Y-A-L-S-K-E-G-E-E. That's where I am most active. I'm on Instagram as well, Royal Skeegee as well. But Twitter is where you'll find me mostly.
Definitely. Well, Royal brother, I want to say thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast and educating us on the paternity industry, man. This is pretty dope. This is a dope business, needs-based business, low startup costs with a lot of upside and potential. I'm glad that you started educating and getting that knowledge back. It's great to learn your story and get this information out there. So before we wrap up, a few house cleaning items for everyone. Make sure that you like, rate, comment, subscribe. Leave that 5-star rating and review. Again, gifts, donations, studio, we need that. We need that. Y'all join us in our mission to continue pushing this message forward. We're going to get the studio.
Yeah.
By, on God, we getting this studio, and it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. But pitch in, throw a little something in, and we're going to get that even a little faster. What you got, bro?
I just want to say thank you to all the listeners. Once again, as David alluded to earlier on this show, all the fellas, make sure y'all go to blackmensummit.com. Blackmensummit.com so you can buy your tickets. We have live stream. We have in-person tickets as well. They're currently on sale for $100.
Early bird.
Early bird tickets. It will go up to $200. Once again, this is going to be something that's very different. The whole summit is being planned by a very, very
guest on episode 169.
A very highly skilled event planner, event producer, my good guy, Mr. Will Haggins. So he's on with this, and this is going to be amazing. We're partnering with Black Men's Wear, the Dad Gang, and Black Men Can for black male-led organizations to get this. To make this come to fruition. So get y'all tickets. Tap into your inner king. We about to make this thing happen. Let's get ready to build.
Yes, sir. And on that note, this is Black Wealth Renaissance.
Signing out. Peace.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.